You're listening to Roundtable, a street interview of primary school students talking about the so-called older generation of those born in the 1990s has gone viral. Apparently, Jay Chou, or Zhou Jielun, superstar for those born in the 1980s and also the 1990s, is being called a respected elderly artist. Yes, let's talk about this video of a street interview of primary school kids first.
Yes. Oof,
they feel so distant.
I'm livid.
Primary school kids. They're
I'm
like,
livid.
How many generations?
I don't know.
Us?
Who are these kids? These are elementary school students who were born after 2005. And what they're saying, what they're saying is post-90s stuff, even getting close to the 2000s, that is old. And people who are from this, I guess, time period are also maybe respected older uncles and aunts and this kind of thing. And what I'm saying is, what's wrong with you kids? I'm still a kid at heart, you know? And this is why I guess I really feel offended by this.
You're just an older kid.
I'm an old kid, you know? And it's all relative. But really, you know, I guess it makes sense to a degree because, you know, there's this kind of trend on Facebook. You know, normally when you have like a Facebook, you're friends with people in your generation, right? People you grew up with. And, you know, someone posts like a collage of all the music videos or songs you used to listen to maybe when you were, you know, a teenager.
Backstreet Boys.
Had your attitude, you know, all this stuff. And you're like, and it just doesn't, you know, you think this stuff is still relatively cool. Everybody still thinks it's cool. And then, you know, they post this video on Facebook and they're like, this was, you know, 15 years ago. And you're like, oh my God, I'm old, you know?
Yeah.
But still, kids, show some respect. Apparently they're calling us aunts and uncles. I don't like that. I don't like it.
I think that's exactly what they're doing with Jay Chou. And Jay Chou, with all due respect, and I think he is very talented, he was born in 1979. So when you do the math, he's approaching
38.
Yeah. So I think to some extent, if you are a little kid, and then I remember when I was 17 and I was watching Sex and the City, and there was one episode saying that somebody was Carrie was turning 35 and she was having a meltdown.
Uh-huh.
And the girl next at the next table was turning 25 and saying, oh my God, I'm old. And I, as a young person, I felt those people are old.
We're old. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it depends. Depends on how old you are, and you don't know better.
And also, I have to say that time just flies faster nowadays.
Really?
Yeah, literally. Because of the changes in technology and in our daily lives, things just goes by faster.
You never have like a moment to stop and smell the roses. Yeah. You're always on the go.
Like, think about when we were their age.
Yeah.
Things were pretty stable. You know, we read
the good old days.
We read books and we wrote with a pen or a pencil and we watched TV and things remained like that for a decade or two. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's the computer age and then it's all the iPad and all these new fancy things and just things are moving so fast. So maybe for them, they feel like time has, you know, flown by and in a much faster way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I imagine that gap is definitely widened by this. They're like trying to maybe communicate with someone, let's say someone born in the 90s, right? But this gap in technology has been exponentially growing so fast that when these little kids born in this time, they are this time. Maybe when they try to talk to somebody who's born in the 90s, they're like, hey, have you tried this new app, Snapchat? Oh, my God, I'm talking to all my friends on it. They're like,
what?
Snap what? Snap and what? And
yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, you're like a grandpa. Get away from me. And you're like, no!
That's
I was born
they
in the 90s!
Yeah, but that's probably how they feel if you're not in tune with the
things
that they're
playing. I don't care how they feel, all right? I'm young.
Yes, you
and
are.
And I love myself.
Yes, and you should. You
Thank
are
you.
Worth it.
Thank you.
And the little girl will be like, how pathetic.
But the thing is, when you look at what those born in after the millennium are saying, that they say that their idols are TFBoys.
Oh, my God.
Are some
too.
Of these internet celebrities that I don't even
my
know.
My baby was really into them.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
There's also, like, when she was 1.5, like, that's the only song she would dance to.
Yes,
and some of them are also showing interest in very
old music, I would say. That was, you know, so there are some of these traditionalists too. But what I want to say here is that every generation have your own idol. And TFBoys are growing older too. You know, one of them have just taken the Gaokao, the college entrance exam. So that's when you grow up 18. With your idol, and when you look back in 10 years, if not 5 years, you're going to get similar comments from the younger generation
too.
They'll have their days.
You're always going to get comments in your life. And it's all relative how you think about yourself. I'm so happy with my age. I think this is actually 29 being the best age I've ever lived. It's all confidence. And if you don't have confidence in yourself and you don't feel good about yourself, I mean, everything changes.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah, you're always going to get older. So love yourself and find a way to love yourself. Don't listen to these young kids.
Yeah, well, one last question for you guys. Do you think it's true that the young always look down upon the old?
No, I think that maybe is a relatively new thing. I feel like, you know, it's always the old people like,
let's allow them some ignorance.
Yeah, they're
That's
young.
That's what youth is for.
They're
to
young.
To be ignorant and to learn.
Yeah, they're young and they think they know it all. They're going probably into their terrible teens. That's
they
what
They think
we
they
call
know it.
It
all. That's why they're young.
Yeah, little know-it-alls. So, that's all it is.
Let's just wait.
Yeah, wait it out.
You guys. Yes, I guess there is beauty in life that's, you know, knowing that there are these complexities and it's diminished by the
Love yourself.
Yes, and false assumptions about who is what and what just based on age. That is the attitude that I would hold.
Yeah, love yourself. Okay? Don't
yes.
forget that.
Okay. You heard it from the man, Ryan Price. And we've also got Bebe here. Thank you so much for being on the
show.
That's it for today. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.